How often do we even talk about it? How often do we hear about it at all, even among saved people? Praise God. And this woman in this restaurant, whatever it was that she believed and taught, sure had nothing to do with the gospel, and it sure had nothing to do with the resurrection. And I just wanted to say, oh, please let me share with you the hope that we have, the bright, shining future and hope that we have in Christ, and the glory that he invites us to. Man. So praise God. As we continue in our study of the book of John, we want to speak today about what the Bible says about this very important doctrine, the resurrection from the dead. Let's really break it down and make sure we are up to speed and all on the same page about what this really is all about. We're going to look at John chapter 5, 28. We're going to cut right to the chase. Jesus said, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice," speaking of himself. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." Two resurrections: the resurrection of life, the resurrection of damnation. Two separate events. One is the gateway to glory and honor and immortality and joy and peace forever in the presence of God in paradise and on a new in the new heavens and new earth. The other is the gateway to judgment and wrath, torment, and eternal separation from fellowship with God. Heavy stuff. We want to talk about both of these over the next couple of weeks, but there's so much here, we're going to have to break it up. We're going to talk this week about the resurrection of life. Now, we spent, actually, Saturday morning in our systematic theology class, we spent a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours, talking about our glorified, resurrected bodies. It was cool stuff. I would like to invite anybody who wants to come on a Saturday morning, if you can make it, man, we talk about some serious stuff. Now, I don't have an hour and a half to 2 hours to preach today. I can see everybody's... But we're going to try to glean what we can in the next 20 minutes or so. Praise God. The resurrection of life. This is something that we ought to rejoice in. This is good stuff. This is something we should look forward to with anticipation and hope and joy. This ought to be a cause for celebration. We ought to think about it often. And especially when times get tough and life gets a little difficult, we ought to remember that we have a hope. We have something we're living for, that there is coming one day a resurrection of life, which will so transform us as to defy description. There is no comparison to the best day we have here compared to what it will be like when we are transformed into the image and glory of God in the resurrection of life if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. One of the coolest things about being a Christian, a washed in the blood, born again, Bible thumping, spirit-filled Christian, is that when we die physically, our soul goes immediately into the presence of the Lord. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We are ushered into the very presence of Jesus Christ, the one who died for us and rose again to save us, the one who loves us, the one who called us, the one who gave us life, spiritual life. Our soul is separated from the body. We go right into the presence of Christ in heaven. Our body itself goes into the ground to be buried along with our best suit or best outfit and about $10,000 in funeral expenses. That's where our body goes, but our soul goes to be with the Lord. Now, I've, in my short 8 or so years as a pastor, I've preached a lot of funeral services, certainly more than I enjoy or would have wanted to have to preach. But you know, in all the funerals that I've ever preached, I have never one time, all the bodies that we buried in the ground, and we stood there at the gravesite, looked right down into the hole, they had the little thing there, they set it down on the bars, and after everybody left, they put the casket down into that hole in the ground. And all the funerals that I have ever preached at or attended, I have not once seen anybody come back out. They go down, that's it. They stay in the ground. Wherever we last left them, when we put them down there, guess what? They're still there. That's where their body is. It is in whatever casket they purchased, in that place where we said our goodbyes and we had our last farewells. I have never gotten a letter from a funeral home saying, I want the $50 back that you got, or whatever they happen to give me for a thing. Never had a person call me, you wouldn't believe it, John. You know where we were last week? Oh, they're back. Praise God. However, 2,000 years ago, there was somebody who came back. I love it, man. I was talking to my dad the other day. We were talking about the gospel. He said, well, you know, there's never been anybody who really ever came back. I said, oh, really? Yes, there was. He said, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, there was. Yes, there was somebody who came back 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though they crucified him, even though they mocked him and beat on him and spit on him, even though they flogged him until his flesh on his back hung like ribbons, and they pierced him with a spear and hung him on nails until he bled out, and they killed him as good as they could just about kill anybody, even though he died dead, flatlined. 3 days later, he came busting out of the grave, full of life and glory, because he is the Prince of Life. Death could not hold him in its grasp. He said, you can kill me, I'm coming back. In fact, he said better than that. He said in John 10:18, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I've got the power to take it back up again. They could have thrown hand grenades at him. They could have machine gunned him. They could have dropped him from an airplane with a bomb strapped to his back and blew him up. He said, I'm coming back in 3 days. Stand by the tomb. You'll see me there. Death could not hold him. Praise God. And we know that 40 days later, well, after he rose physically, first he appeared to all his disciples, 500 people at one time, at one point. They saw him, they touched him, they handled him, they felt his flesh and bones. Thomas was almost about to stick his hand in his side, and he just kind of fell apart and came unglued and said, my Lord and my God. They ate with him, they held him, they smelled him, they breathed. He actually breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. They interacted with him, and then 40 days later, they watched him as he ascended up into the heavens and was received out of sight into a cloud, where he ascended up to the very throne of God. That's where he is today. One day he's coming back. Praise God. One day, at an appointed time that we eagerly wait for, Christ is coming back. Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We ought to be happy about that. He's going to utter his voice. Can you imagine? He's coming back with a shout. Jesus Christ will cry out. He will call his church. And when those who are in the grave, those who have died in the Lord, at the sound of his voice, praise God, those who have died in Christ will be raised bodily, physically, gloriously from the dead. Every Christian whose soul has gone on to be with the Lord will be raised up out of the grave. Their soul will be reunited with their body. And they will be transformed and changed from corruption to incorruption, from mortality to immortality. And that's how they will be forever transformed and resurrected in that glorious new resurrection body that God will give them. That is exciting. That is exciting. Man, I know I said before, man, I want mine to look like Bill Cummings. I'll even settle for Joe Hubbard, you know. I'm working on it in the gym, but I've got a long way to go yet. Praise God. But even more than that, it will be fashioned like the body of Christ himself.